Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Still the headline story, Dom Giordano's show, is, I think, the tariff situation. And I see good news. By the way, Lou Dobbs will be on Monday. I know we're a long way off, but Dobbs is particularly good on this. He's a fan of it. But Lou Dobbs to replace Gary Kahn. It's a part-time job. He'd be able to do it, still do his TV show. But the good news is President Trump tweeting out, he's starting to come around to what we said with Santorum on this. This should be more about China. And he wants to go after China and their intellectual property theft, which is massive. That's exactly right. That's where the pressure ought to go. And leaking out, it seems now that the tariffs would be more targeted, and China and Canada and Mexico, particularly Canada, would be excluded from this and would steal. That makes a lot of sense. And that this would be a negotiating thing. We'd give them a period of time to come around on NAFTA, which I'm also on board with. So I am partially on board with this, as you know, but I'm not just because, you know, this gets the juices going on board. There are repercussions to it. And when we see that the Beer Institute is out there, they see a big problem. You got to invite the Beer Institute on. Jim McGreevy has the pleasure of being the president and CEO of the Beer Institute. He joins us on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs call-in line on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, when I've seen particularly Navarro is the one guy who might be the new economic guru there. He says, come on, you guys in the beer industry and all, this is so minimal. Give us a break.
Well, you know, I like to say those pennies add up. They've been talking about a penny of price increase, which is we dispute that, by the way. But those pennies add up. And for beer, it adds up to $347 million in additional taxes. Tariffs are taxes. Let's not mince words about it. And this is going to hurt a vibrant beer industry in the United States and in Pennsylvania.
Now, are beer cans mainly now some form of steel or are they aluminum?
They are aluminum.
Aluminum, yeah. Okay.
They used to be steel at the beginning when Bill Coors created the two-piece can, but now they're aluminum.
All right. So, Jim, they make this further argument about aluminum. That market is the one that's really hit. Now, I've had people on that I trust that are anti these tariffs, and they say if something's not done, the aluminum industry is in deep, deep trouble. Steel, you know, it's a different, it's more nuanced. What do you say to that? Come on, a small price, people that are beer drinkers, your supporters. I'm more of a wine guy, but beer, you know, I love beer too. It's a penny. They ought to pay it to help preserve America.
Well, we'll see what comes out today, Dom. But, you know, our point of view has always been to tell the administration and folks like you and your listeners what impact this would have on beer. $347 million tax increase. We estimate the potential of 20,000 or so jobs lost in the beer brewing and distribution and sales industry, and then in industries related to a vibrant beer industry. So, you know, I think having business and management and labor and policymakers around a table to figure out how to help solve the problem that President Trump has rightly identified would be a good thing. But really now the problem is that the solution they have penalizes our industry and literally hundreds of other industries. Just you know, a couple points about Pennsylvania itself. $11.4 billion in economic contribution. That's billion in economic contribution from a vibrant beer industry.
In Pennsylvania?
400-plus brewers, breweries in the state. In
Wait a minute, Jim. So we do $11.4 billion in beer money?
economic contribution
wow.
from our industry
Woo,
into
my
your
God.
State. That's big.
Thank you,
brewers.
Yingling. Yes.
That's large brewers. That's medium-sized yeah. brewers. That's small brewers. 400-plus breweries now dotting the landscape in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And that accounts for somewhere in the neighborhood of 73,000 jobs. So this is, you know, this is not pennies.
Well, what else is going on in beer right now? Jim, you said, well, let's see what comes out of the White House today. What would you be happy about then? No tariffs or targeting? You know, I think we ought to target China here. President's tweet, intellectual properties, a lot of stuff with China going on. And Mexico and Canada might be exempted around this aluminum thing, I think. But what is it specifically the Beer Institute that you guys would want?
Gosh, well, you know, as I said earlier, Dom, the devil's in the details. We'll really have to see what comes out. 60% of the beer manufactured and sold in the United States now comes in aluminum cans and aluminum bottles. So
okay.
that's a big deal for us. We are really interested in what comes out of the 3:30 meeting this afternoon.
Yeah, we all definitely are. What else is going on in beer right now, Jim? The biggest development that I can see, but you do this with people, and it's massive. One of the reasons Pennsylvania's so big is the craft brewing. How has that changed beer industry, if at all?
You know, I think we have such a vibrant industry at so many mm-hmm. levels of the industry, craft in particular. Beer, you probably don't know this, but beer is a $350 billion industry in this country. 2.2 million Americans owe their livelihoods in one way to another to a vibrant beer industry.
Mm-hmm.
From the production of the beer to the distribution to the ultimate sale. These are the bartenders and waiters and truck drivers and brewery workers.
Mm-hmm.
This is an economic driver for our country and for Pennsylvania, and it's also a social and cultural contributor to our country. So, you know, we're really interested in making sure that whatever comes out today, we can understand how to deal with it after it's implemented, to continue to talk to the White House and the Commerce Department about our point of view on how the implementation happens, and we want to be part of the solution here.
So. Absolutely. What's your website, Jim? Where do people find you?
We are at beerinstitute.org.
Hey, that's gotta be a great job. What is lunch like? Beerinstitute.org. What is lunch like at the Beer Institute?
Well, Dom, next time you're in D.C., please come by. We have a bar in our office, and we got some taps, tap beer, and bottle beer, and aluminum can beer. We'll have you over.
Oh
so
no!
Please.
Well, our boss is listening to this, so we're already planning a D.C. trip, and my producer and all. We got to find a reason to go there and get to the bottom of some controversy to broadcast out of the Beer Institute offices.
We'd love that.
Hey, Jim, thank you. Thanks for joining us. We will talk with you down the line. Thank you, Jim McGreevy.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.